better. Every section was on, every section, even if I didn't mention you specifically, I know I mentioned the mellophones, low mellophones, ones in that 16th one that came through, the euphoniums that I heard all of their parts coming through. You guys played great as a choir. They're playing great now as a section. We're starting to solidify things now musically. And the balance is great. I don't hear any moral sins when it comes to balance. It's getting way better, and an exemplary job of what you did. You know, playing the length of It Had Better Be Tonight. It's a long tune, and there's a lot of variety in there. It's a lot of geography. It doesn't stay the same. It changes, and it keeps changing. It's not repetitious at all. So you guys did a great job with that, so thank you for that. Good rehearsal.
Thank you. Okay, since we didn't have practice last week, I just wanted to thank everybody for the spaghetti dinner. I know it seems like it was 100 years ago, but I think it was only 10 days ago. I want to thank everyone. I tried to put something on Facebook, and there was a little touch and go for me because there's so many people to thank, from Mike Littlehall, Tony, between the lasagna and his the beautiful thing he made there for us, for the thing that's just, and then everybody here that worked and came. I mean, it really surprised us. I mean, a lot of people came, bought a ticket, and gave us a donation. A lot of people didn't go and gave us a donation. I think everyone had a great time, and I tell you, it was really amazing. And as you all know, we made over $3,100, and that's really spectacular. So, in regard to Plymouth, the reporting time, they want us, just like last time the parade was at 11, they want us there at 9. So they want us in the general area at 7:30. So we'll be giving everyone the exact thing, but it's going to be one of the side streets behind Memorial Hall, just in that general area behind it, going back down towards along the water. The exact street, she sent us the information. She said you'll get that in a few days or something like everything else. Of course, we also get the list of how much time we had to warm up in the auditorium. Everyone's got 20 minutes, and she had us down for 5. So it took Linda about 30 seconds to straighten that one out. But, we'll be warming up, I think, around 7:10 at night. And I think you already told us that. I don't remember exactly when we're going on, but we're in the 7:30 to 8 range. But it is going to be an early morning. It's a completely different situation with Channel 5 controlling everything. But 7:30 will be the reporting time. And on the 14th, when we're down in Plymouth, everyone will get completely detailed information as to what's going on. We still hope to have the bus to get everyone back to the beginning and all that stuff. And it is ending at Benny's, because it was going between Benny's and the field, but it's definitely ending in Benny's there, so which isn't that far away.